If you have drawn this sigil, you are doing something you hate in order to get something you need, want, or like. You are approaching things with a means to an end attitude. Though this makes sense, it is a contradiction and therefore makes it very hard to feel good about getting what you need, want, or like, and in many cases makes it impossible to actually get what you need, want, or like. I want you to imagine a person in a company wanting to climb the corporate ladder. Chances are they will try to come up with a strategy to achieve that goal of getting what they want. That strategy is carried out with a means to an end attitude, doing things we don't like and don't want to do in order to get what we want. When we are approaching getting what we want in a way where the ends justify the means, what we do is bulldoze the parts of ourselves that don't want to and don't enjoy doing something. We play a zero-sum game with those parts within ourselves. Most of us will find ourselves in scenarios like this at some point. But imagine if every day of your life was lived this way, where the majority of the time you were doing something you didn't like and didn't want to do in order to get something you wanted. Here are some examples of the things we do when we approach the world with this attitude. We volunteer to do something we hate just to get praise we crave from someone. We work a job we hate in order to get money. We don't follow our dreams, but we stick close to home with one of our parents and live our lives the way they want us to live so we can get a sense of approval from them. We spend years in college studying something we don't even have a passion for so we can have credibility and accolades. We quit our job and become a stay-at-home parent so that we can see ourselves as a good person. Or the opposite. We want to be a stay-at-home mom, but we get a job instead so we can get societal esteem. We stay in a relationship that is abusive in order to get security. The questions to ask yourself are, what do I really want? What am I currently doing in order to get what I want? What are the ways that I am doing what I don't want to do in order to get what I do want? There is no way to have a happy life if you are living this way. People simply choose to settle in this way because they have been taught to believe that this is what everyone does and that there is no other option. It is a reality that some people are in more difficult positions than others in terms of getting out of this strategy. This is especially true if we learned when we were little that doing what we don't want to do was the correct strategy to use in order to get what we wanted. But, difficult position aside, it must be understood that in order to have a happy life, everyone must strive to have a life where the strategy taken to getting what you want is different from doing something you don't like and don't want to do to get it. Another potential, if you have drawn this sigil, is that we are being warned that the means we are using to justify the ends may not actually justify the ends at all. We may, in fact, be hurting ourselves and others in order to get what we need, want, and like. For example, if a dictator wants to take over another country, it is inevitable that many of his own countrymen will die. He has decided that the means of people dying justify the ends possessing a bigger empire. If this sigil has appeared, chances are that the means really do not justify the ends. If you have drawn this sigil, you are being called to change your strategy. This sigil is reminding you that to have a happy life, you need to do whatever you possibly can to find enjoyable means to get to the ends you want. If you want a happy life, you've got to love not only getting what you want, but also what you do in order to get what you want.